ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the most famous words in motorsports with your host, Lugs and the Gas Man. Ladies and gentlemen, start your podcast.
Hey folks, welcome back to another week of Wrecking and Racing. This is your awesome host, the Gas Man, with my more awesome host,
Lugs.
What's up, buddy?
Host with the most.
Yes, I am. Thank you very much. So this week, I know you're all excited and you kind of like probably, you know, never mind, messed yourself with the excitement this week.
Maybe I did. Maybe I did. I did.
Anyway, a pretty exciting week going for us this week to talk about. I mean, I'm ecstatic about this episode.
Tons to talk about.
I'm so ecstatic. It's like we've already talked about this once already.
Yeah, I know.
Just a quick insight there, folks, is that we literally just recorded our last episode. We had technical difficulties, had to delete the whole damn thing and start over again. So hopefully things flow even better the second time. So, folks, thank you very much. If you're on Facebook and Twitter, I know you can't hear this at the moment, but we have a message up there. You can give us a shout, and we'll give you our number. You can call in.
Yeah.
Lugs want to talk to you.
Yeah.
So this week, fantastic news. We had the highs of the highs, smoking some highs, and some lows. Very, like, the worst lows in NASCAR history.
Low.
How low can you go? Ryan France can answer that for you.
Yeah.
So anyway, folks, as always, we love you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. Thank you for telling a family member. If you haven't, please do so, because that's what gets the word out about awesome, how awesome we are. At least Lugs.
Yeah, if you guys ever see anything, I don't know what part of groups you're all in on, you know, Facebook and all stuff, but if you ever see any posts where people are asking for suggestions like, hey, anybody know any good, podcasts or anything, tag us in there. We appreciate that. We're part of a couple groups here or there, but we haven't found all of them, obviously, on Facebook, but we're part of a couple groups. So I've seen that come up a few times, and, you know, we'll post up our information, our podcast link there to try to get the name out. But if you ever see that, throw us a bone and add us in that.
Yeah, and talking about that, I'm actually a part of a couple of UK groups because we do have fans over in the United Kingdom, you know, Scotland, Ireland, or Northern Ireland, London, etc. So fans that are listening, like Dan, who's a frequent conversationalist with us, you know, thank you for listening, guys, and please get the word out there for us.
Yeah, you got a few fan emails this week,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah, definitely. First one I want to call out was Mike. Mike is actually a guy that we met down in Daytona when we went. He emailed us this week to tell us a couple things. One, he called your ass out.
Yeah, he did.
The other thing we were talking about in the email was brand loyalty, and he makes a very good point about how last week we were discussing our brand loyalty to the NASCAR sponsors, etc. He brought up a great point about Bass Pro, for example. They don't have really loyalty as a brand to the manufacturer.
Yeah.
To the team like they used to in the past. So, because this year they sponsored Newman, Dillon, Truex,
maybe Boyer that I can remember. So
yeah, so there, every manufacturer, they don't discriminate, they don't care, very diverse,
which is good. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, but it's all come back to the identity. The sport used to have an identity. That identity now is broken compared to what it was.
Yeah, it's not the same as it used to. But you know what? You got to evolve, right? So
yeah, and maybe this is their evolution moment.
At least they're not leaving like 5 hour.
Screw you, 5 hour. You about give me a heart attack twice.
You know what? To this day, I've never had a 5 hour energy.
You're not missing much. And I don't want to hate on our sponsors. Not our sponsors. NASCAR sponsors. We don't have a sponsor. We're not that important yet. Yet. Key. So if you guys own a business, feel free to sponsor us.
Hashtag Bushlight.
We do that as shits and giggles. We don't get paid.
No,
anything.
We don't. In fact, we already opened our beers in the first take.
Yeah, here
so.
On. What's it? There we go. There's my beer opening because, yeah, I'm already 3/4 of the way through my beer. But what I was getting to, the 5 hour energy is back in 2009 and no, it's probably 2008 and 2011. I tried a 5 hour energy. Both times, I like convulsions, laying on the floor, almost passing out. I feel like my heart was going to beat out of my chest.
Like tight chest and tight.
It was horrible. I literally thought I was having a heart attack.
Really?
And I had like red
spots.
Were
you at home or where were you at?
Work, both times.
Really? What was the, like, how much time had it elapsed before you tried it the second time?
The between the first and second time was about 3 years, and it's now been pushing 7 years since I've had the last one, and I have no desires to ever do one again.
Yeah, I've never had one, and I can't really tell you specifically why. I don't have a reason. I've just been loyal to Monster and NOS.
Because the NASCAR people you followed, and I don't mean to follow like you don't follow Truex, but you follow more hardcore, you know, what they did for Sport Monster. And that's my personal feeling.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm by no means am I a rowdy fan, Kyle Busch fan, but I do like NOS.
I'm a rowdy fan.
And they have NOS Kyle Busch editions, so that's kind of cool. Kind of like Gronk monsters. You're a big Gronk fan, aren't you?
Okay, yeah. I love the Patriots as much as I love Kyle Busch.
Oh, man, which one do you like more or what like less?
Honestly, probably the Patriots.
I knew the answer to that.
Yeah, I am a huge football fan. We are in Colts country around here, and the Colts do not play well with the Patriots. I like the Colts, by the way.
But you're not even a Colts fan, really.
No, I am a Cowboys fan. So if you want to call me out for that, hey, the email is reckoningracing@gmail.com. Feel free to call me out.
Yep, here comes the emails.
It's like that's like Gibbs. That's another problem I have with Gibbs. Yeah. Is that he was a Redskins coach. Yeah. Oh, I hate the Redskins, but I try not to hold that against the Gibbs.
Who's Junior a big fan of?
Redskins.
Redskins, yeah. Right?
Yep.
How did that ever bother you, being a junior
fan? Yes. And also bothered me seeing the Eagles colors on the 88.
Why was Junior a Redskins fan? Do you know?
Just the area he grew up. Yeah, Dale Sr. was also a Redskins fan. I think back in the day, there was no Carolina Panthers.
Right.
So that's the closest team.
Gotcha. Cool. Learned something today.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
So yeah, I don't know where we're going to go from here. Energy drinks, still talking about energy drinks, brand loyalty.
Yeah.
Back to the area I want to circle back to.
Oh, yeah, Mike calling you out.
Mike called me out.
Mike said, hey, Lugs is a little biatch. Kidding, he didn't say that, but he did call Lugs out.
He didn't like me saying IRL was struggling, Indy was struggling, which I agree. They have mounted a comeback in the last few years, so I, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. A couple other fans we heard from, Dan over in Scotland. I'm going to throw a question your way there, Lugs. Dan in Scotland wants to know, is now the time for NASCAR to push European road courses?
For the Cup Series to go overseas?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, man, that'd be awesome, but I don't see it happening. Why? Just due to costs and logistics, and they got too many things going on here in the States that they're trying to overcome, especially after Monday morning.
Damage control?
Yeah, exactly. So I'd love to see it happen. I'd love to see him go anywhere globally, you know, go down to back to Suzuka in Japan or something, you know, that'd be cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree that they need to, you know what, I'm all for one race a year being not an exhibition race where it's like, you know, just for glories and shits and giggles, but a points race at a random track that they've not been to in the Europe or Asia atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
One race, I'm okay with it.
I think most fans would not be okay with it.
Why is that?
I think they'd feel...
You feel like it's going to be like stage racing, it's too much of a change for them?
If it's a points race, yes. If it's an exhibition race like it was Suzuka, mm-hmm. Back, what was that, late 90s?
Yeah, like mid-90s. 98 maybe.
Yeah, then I think people will embrace it and accept it. But if it's an actual points race, I think you're going to get some pushback and blowback on it.
Yeah, and I can see that. I guess my point or what I'm getting to is that we need to do something.
Something cool to get some more engagement.
Each race. So one is definitely don't have the final at Homestead every year. Change it up. The All-Star race, change it up. Change up one thing, like one regular season thing, change it up. All-Star, change it up. Championship, change it up.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by change up, tracks, not format, playing field, etc. Change up the track.
I kind of hope that we will, man. Like, everything now is so set through, what is it, 2020, I think. So the earliest any changes can be made to the schedule is going to be 2021. But I think that...
But let's face it, who owns the tracks?
Yeah, ISC and Speedway.
Yeah, and the controlling interest in NASCAR, et cetera.
France family, Burton Smith, exactly.
Yeah, so it's going to be hard pulling strings away from them to do something different.
But
all money, man.
I feel like they're starting to hear the call for something new, something different. I mean, look, we got, even though it's still at Charlotte.
More short tracks.
Even though it's still at Charlotte, still at Burton Smith's race track that he owns. I mean, we got the Roval, right?
Yeah, so, but nobody's calling for that.
Yeah, I mean, I consider that people were saying more road course racing. They got a road course. They've been saying road course for a while now.
Okay, did they but take, that, that's
they,
a stretch.
They took the short way
yeah,
out of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, okay, yes, yes.
Okay, to
Burton didn't lose any money.
Well, I mean, that's arguable. There's cost to do what they're doing with the track, right?
But he didn't lose a date.
Exactly. Exactly. So they didn't take the fall race away at Charlotte and give it to Laguna Seca, which they definitely need to do. But I'll talk about that later.
Sure. Sure. And then going to a last comment from a fan of on Twitter, Devin. Devin asked, Lugs, he didn't say Lugs, I am putting this emphasis there, but Lugs, is this the resurgence of Chevy?
I said it last week. I'll say it again this week. Ask me after Michigan. I think Watkins Glen was a good step in the right direction. Had quite a few Chevys in the top 10, which is awesome to see, and obviously Chase won. But I want to see what they're going to do at the bigger tracks. You know, 2 mile track at Michigan, mile and a half at Darlington. Well, I guess technically it's not a mile and a half, but you know, bigger tracks like that where you got to go back to the handling and the downforce and speed. That's what I want to. I'll make my call after Michigan. Just put it that way.
Okay, so next week, fans call him out. That's Lugs, wreckingracing@gmail.com.
It's funny you say that because my picks this week totally go against what I just said. So
okay, he has no logic, people. That's what we've learned. But this week, let's start talking about the actual race itself. Fantastic. We'll get to before we actually get into the race itself, the qualifying.
Yeah, a couple cars fail again.
Again. What the?
Only two this week, though, man.
That's true. It's
we dropped by 11. So,
I know it was like a 500% decrease.
Yeah. So,
who was it? Do you remember?
Menard and Kurt Busch. Which Kurt came back with a respectable finish, I think. He came back with a top 10. Menard, I mean, let's be honest. Where did he come in? Let me pull my trusty paper out here. Hope I don't eat crow here. Where is he? 28th, yeah. So no.
So yeah.
Although stage one, he finished 9th.
No, he got a bonus point.
Yep.
Like he's gonna need it.
He does need it, but he's got to get in the chase first. But tell yeah, other takeaways before we talk about
the obvious winner,
the obvious outcome, yeah. Awesome outcome.
So, other couple takeaways is that two cars just ran away from the field.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one car that wasn't there at the end I want to talk about.
Kyle
Busch. Man, that dude impressed the hell out of me. That last restart, he started, what, 24th?
Yeah, came back for third, man.
Finished third, yeah. That's just pure racing. No other cautions or anything to really benefit him. So,
but it's
that is awesome.
What was crazy to me was the opening, like, four or five laps. Hamlin, Kyle Busch, Truex, and Chase, dude, they were racing like it was the last lap. I texted you and Sokka, and I was like, dude, is this the first few laps or the last few laps? It was crazy. And even Chase said it later. He's like, man, I cannot believe how hard they were racing. We almost all crashed there racing for the lead at, you know, the start of the race. It was just insane. But, yeah, the end of the race, God, dude, that was a knockout dragout. Chase earned that win, man.
So, yeah, let's talk about that. Now, we'll get into that. We'll probably have some other stuff to talk about in the race, but let's talk about Chase himself. This kid finished 8 times second place, right?
Just like his dad.
Just like his daddy. First win on the road course, just like his dad. Yeah, we've seen that all over Facebook and Twitter this week. But, damn it, some people get their first win with strategy, fuel mileage, whatever the case is. I mean, even Danica Patrick got a win one time in IRL. Right. This kid fought his ass off
and almost gave it away.
Almost, but he did the smart thing, saved it. He earned this victory.
Yeah, that was crazy.
You have to give the kid a pat on the back. That mentally tough to be able to handle it.
Exhausted, man. And
I mean, I think it has to be exhausted because it wasn't a last lap, last turn. It was the last 10-12 laps.
Exactly. That's my next point, man. Is like, that was the longest 10 laps I've ever had to watch in a long time.
It was. You know, we look at Chicagoland, and it got an interesting win.
Very in.
Literally the last turn, right? Or going into the last set of turns.
Kyle, yeah.
Yes. this was literally that for 10 straight laps. I'm not talking about small laps. We're talking about two-minute laps.
Huge, yeah, yeah. So, but yeah, I give props to Chase because if you remember, there's been people that have wheel hopped and gave races away on the last
Jeff Gordon,
two laps.
Yeah. 2000.
Thanks for pointing that out. I don't know what year it was, but
I think it was 2000. I seen a video of it the other day.
But yeah, it's multiple people have done it, and I'm just, can you imagine what happened if I'm glad it didn't, but if that had happened to Chase and, you know, Truex passed him, obviously ran out of gas, coulda, woulda, shoulda, but man, that.
In a way, I kind of wish Truex would have won.
Why?
Because I had him picked.
Oh, yeah,
that was my pick for the win.
Of course. So you'd rather see yourself succeed
I'm sorry, I was selfish of me. I apologize. All right. Good job, Chase. You deserve it.
Did you see the cool videos whenever he got back home off of the jet? And
back
everybody
in Dawsonville? Yeah. He's like, I don't even know this many people.
Everybody was there waiting on him. That was pretty cool. I bet he partied hard.
Like in 1999?
Yeah.
I think Spencer Gallagher was around.
Well.
You know who
Bill
was?
Bill France was.
Yeah, I'll say you know who was partying too. Bill France partied like it was 1999. Or Brian France. I just said Bill France. Here I am. Sorry. I'm a dumbass now. I'm a dumbass talking about the dumbass. Yeah, Brian France. I think you set me off on that. I blame you. All your fault, Lugs.
But, yeah. Yeah. Before we go down that road, let's talk about my picks. You did beat me this weekend. You had Truex, Suarez, second and fourth. I had Kyle, came back for third, Kyle Busch. And Allmendinger. Man, Allmendinger let me down this weekend. He came
home
15th.
What else is new?
So that put me at like a 9-place average.
Yeah, and what was my average?
Third.
Yeah, second, fourth.
But it's not a 1 and 2.
Oh, my God. So
we need to start tracking this because I still feel like I'm way.
We do.
Leaps and bounds ahead of you.
Next season we can do like some, or maybe we'll do some kind of chase fantasy.
We'll do it for the last 10 races.
Yeah, the chase. We'll do some kind of fantasy.
We'll do
the
weekly.
Chase. Maybe get some fans involved.
We'll do weekly. A weekly post before the races or something.
Yeah.
Have fans pick.
What could we have for the winner? Like for the fan winner and this that responds to us and stuff. A chance to meet us? I don't know how.
Nobody wants that.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how anyway. So fly to wherever. But hey, what's up? Let's go get a burger.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
No, I know. My mom doesn't even want that.
Anywho, some other notables. So, Kyle Larson and Murray, teammates, came home 6th and 7th. That's impressive there. See them back-to-back. Jones, 5th. So all of JGR, with the exception of Hamlin, was in the top.
Yeah, very strong.
Six, five,
Hendrick was pretty strong. Joe Gibbs definitely was strong.
Yeah.
What about, I don't want to change your topic, and I apologize. The pits, especially that last.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Right. That was
so
crazy.
So we have Hamlin take off.
Yeah, hoses going
and,
everywhere.
Yeah, bust
crew
a hose,
members.
Hit, yeah. But some people argue that Chase shouldn't have won the race. He should have been penalized.
I mean, I could get where people would jump to that conclusion, but, you know, that's not.
Did you see NASCAR's ruling on that? Why?
Yeah.
Okay, won't you explain it for our fans who are listening?
Basically, because the team member acted as the barrier. They had control of the equipment. The equipment did not leave the possession of the crew member.
Exactly. So essentially, yes. The crew member kept possession. Therefore, he can be outside the pit box
right.
if he has control of the equipment.
Right. So, good call, I think, on
yeah,
on NASCAR's
absolutely.
Part.
Absolutely. And good job for the crew member holding on to the equipment.
Yeah. So, I guess if he would have dropped it and it would have hit the ground, I mean, is this like football rules? Would he then lost possession
yeah.
and then he would have gotten, I don't know. That's a tough call, man. I don't know
it
what.
Is.
I don't know
it
what,
is.
I don't know what NASCAR would say in that situation. But it didn't happen, so we don't have to worry about it.
Very true. Now, talking about pits, one last thing there, Lugs. Right before the show started tonight, I seen a very interesting video that somebody posted from YouTube. And I shared it with you. What'd you see?
Something to do with Truex's car.
Yeah, so there's someone said that Truex is cheating. I can't say yes or no to that. I just seen the video. The video is on YouTube. It shows two guys at the front of Truex's car. Two crew members, and it kind of looks like one
suspicious,
very suspicious. The one looked like he was kind of a lookout, and the other one's like he was doing something to the car, maybe tightening a lug nut, possibly.
You think they would have already checked? They would not let the crew members around the cars before officials had checked the lugs.
You think, but we don't really know for sure.
If that's not a policy, it needs to be.
Yeah, it definitely does. But I definitely think NASCAR is probably going to look at this video. Because earlier in the season, do you remember fans coming to the attention of an issue and NASCAR kind of finding it the next week?
The rear brace, window brace?
Yeah, in Harvick's car?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And NASCAR next week penalized them for that.
Yeah. Before we go on too further, so Chase winning, when's the next win for him?
I think he'll get two more before the end of the season.
Before we go into the playoffs?
Think no, get... I by the end of the season.
Right, but do you think he'll get another one before playoffs get here?
It'd be cool to see him win Indy.
Oh, that would be kind of cool.
Yeah, because we might be there.
Yeah, we might.
So, folks, if you're going to Indy, reach out to us. We might be there. We'd like to meet up with you, shake your hand. If we have any koozies left, we'll give you one.
Might win that contest. Gas man a bite burger.
Yeah, there you go.
But so yeah, I would agree. I could see Chase. I see Chase getting another win this year. Realistic. I mean, he's in the chase now.
Chase is in the chase.
How far? How low will he go? Where do you think he? True championship contender. Final four.
You know, he's been strong in the last couple weeks. So he's heating up at the right time.
It's the third, consecutive race where he's won a stage.
Yeah, and honestly, but one track he didn't, and then before that was Daytona, which he was the favorite. He was the best when we were at Daytona.
Let's be honest, he's the best car at Hendrick right now.
Oh, without a doubt.
So, I mean, I could see him getting
in
top
four.
I see top eight, and there, man, it just gets so circumstantial, you know. Be taken out in a crash or a flat tire.
So many variables. Yeah.
Exactly. It's hard to say, but I do see him producing some very good quality results in the chase. I think Chase will go moderately far. Did you see they got some race wind diecasts up for Chase?
I'm not surprised, but no, I've not seen
that. They're gonna make
Are you
some,
getting one?
They're going to make some money off of that.
You getting one?
Maybe.
That's a yes. How about when you get it, you take a picture, show it to everybody?
I could do that. I don't think the
receipt as well.
I don't think it's due till March.
Goodness sake.
So, yeah, you gotta pump them out of China or wherever they produce them.
Very true. Very true. And talking about, you know, diecast and stuff, this week at the race with the Dale Jr.'s foundation, where the drivers wore the skeleton gloves.
Yeah.
So I just looked right before the show started. Chase's gloves are going for almost $9,000.
Ooh, how much time's left? How long are they doing
7 days left.
Oh, man.
7 days, it's already almost $9,000.
I bet it goes... What do you want to bet? What do you want to go for? I bet it goes
20.
30 grand.
No, I say 20. Nine's pushing it, surprisingly.
It's probably going to be Rick Hendrick that buys it.
That's
true. Puts it right back in the freaking counter that he has.
Yeah,
there,
probably so.
Display.
That's actually a very good point. It's probably going to be somebody like Hendrick, and it's going to go right back into display.
It's going to go to charity, just like him when he buys the first production
Corvette
or Camaro or McLaren, and then it all goes to charity. But you know, he's weird about that stuff.
Yeah, no, you make a very good point. And that's probably who it is. Maybe Chase himself just to get his gloves back.
Yeah.
It's cool winning gloves.
It's cool. It's supporting charity and everything. But no, I mean, I don't know. By no means I don't want to go down this road again. We've already covered it. But I do enjoy the diecast aspect of the industry. I don't collect like I used to, but I'll buy a car here or there. Here or there. So yeah, I'm gonna pick up. I picked up Chase's for sure. Man.
Cool. How much did the tires add to it?
I don't know.
You don't know yet.
Yeah, okay. We gotta wait and see.
Okay.
See what passes. What Trump passes.
Yep. So the race overall, I said fantastic. Me as my, you know, did it change my feelings? Cause I was anti road course, right?
Yeah, except for I saw a couple posts on Facebook
you wrote.
I'm pretty sure they say on there, dash, signed gas man.
Okay, I did. We need more races like Watkins Glen and less like Sonoma.
Thank God this is going up
but
on the internet.
Let me ask a question. Let's say Truex wasn't there.
He would have ran away with it.
Yeah, then it would have been boring as hell.
Would it, though? I don't even think that would be a conversation because Chase would have won it. I don't think we would have heard anything about it being boring.
maybe not heard anything about, but me watching, I would have felt it was boring if Truex wasn't there pushing him. But if Truex wasn't there, maybe Kyle Busch would have been there.
Bottom line,
I really
is,
don't know.
That track has not produced boring races. So, really,
it's not Sonoma.
Really shouldn't even be talking about. Yeah, and that's, and you know, I do like Sonoma, but we need more faster road courses like that. Like Road America, Laguna Seca, Road Atlanta. I think all of those places need a cup race. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
Speaking of Road America, did you see Bill Elliott's coming back for the Xfinity race?
I did, because I actually made a post on our Facebook. Who was going to win first, Bill or Chase? Because this is before the race this weekend.
That's kind of cold.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. He answered your, maybe he saw your thing. And
yeah, that's what it was.
He answered
Chase, you're welcome.
But, yeah, that's cool, man. What is it? Bill's like, what, 60-something?
I don't know, 80? I really don't know. I know he's freaking old.
No, he's not in his 80s.
I'm sure he's like 64, 65.
Not Dave Marcus.
Rick Mast.
No, I think he's in his 60s, but that's cool. I hope he's competitive. I think he's going to be in what, the
GMS car.
GMS car. So is he going to sit in for Spencer?
It's a 23 car, so yeah, I guess he is.
So are they just kicking Spencer out now because of his
I don't know.
Issue?
I mean, he's doing some races, but maybe they felt like...
Well, he was in the cup race Sunday. Gallagher was.
Was he?
Yeah. He finished, like, second to last. Third to last, sorry. 35th.
I guess I didn't realize he was even
in
the race.
He was in the Allegiant Toyota, number 23.
All right. Well, Allegiant Toyota, which makes sense because
his
dad owns Allegiant.
Exactly. Got some money.
Money buys you a lot of things.
But anyways, going back to it, man, like, Road America, Laguna Seca, Road Atlanta, I'd love to see cup races at those events.
You know what? Right now, I'm on the road course bandwagon. Let's go, boys.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. And by the way, Bill Elliott is 62.
And I'm kind of jealous, going back to Mike, who called me out. The Indy Car League is going back to Laguna Seca, I think, next year. So I'm really jealous about that. Definitely be watching.
I'm still surprised that NASCAR hasn't visited.
Yeah, I don't know if it's cost, logistics, just because they were too... I don't know.
Yeah, there's no telling why, but
there's definitely. I'm sure it's money related, and that they don't own that track. SMI.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what it is. Not the money spent. It's the money gained.
It's not money that they could spend and put right back in their pockets.
But overall, again, folks, great race. Let's bring on another road course. Maybe I'll be excited about the Roval. We did get an email from a listener named Jason. Besides wanting free stuff.
Oh, that's what he just said. I want free stuff.
Here's what the... Oh, crap. Sorry, I clicked the wrong thing. Here's what the email says. It says, very first sentence, send me free stuff. This is also, what's your thoughts on the new NASCAR Heat video game?
Ooh.
So, Logs, I'm throwing it your way.
You know, I honestly haven't seen any in-game footage of it yet, but supposedly it's a lot deeper storyline, career.
When's it open for sale? Or when's it available?
When's it open for sale?
Available.
September.
You're buying it, right? So we can play?
I might.
You will, so we can play.
I might. Well, it's like $40, $50, and it comes with a free race ticket.
Oh, sweet. Nice.
If it goes on sale before Indy, maybe.
Maybe we can give that as a giveaway.
Yeah, maybe.
Provide a ticket to a fan
give
based
the
off
free
the NASCAR. Yeah, it's not like we can afford much anything else.
Again, fans, tell your friends. We need the help, obviously.
Yeah, and he's got one more question for you, Lugs. Finally, do you think the Roval will be a disaster?
No. I mean, I think it's going to be fun to watch. I think the racing's going to be a little bit of a disaster, but I think critically and spectator, viewership-wise, sponsor-wise, I think it's going to be a success. What do you think?
Yeah, I think there's going to be some intrigue to it, so I definitely think this year over next year. And J.C. Miller from Indiana, thank you for your email, by the way. Fans, wreckingracing@gmail.com, feel free to message us.
Last thing about the weekend at Watkins Glen, did you see any of the Xfinity race?
I did not. I was out of town this weekend, actually, so I got home just in time to turn on the Watkins Glen.
Shout out to Joey Logano. Joey Logano took the win there. But It's really cool, man. Halfway through the race, some rain rolled
in.
Yeah,
I did see that. I seen a post about
it. They swapped over to the rain tires. That was
and
really...
didn't like Kyle Larson spin under caution
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, poor Kyle. Didn't hit anything, just spun out shortly after getting the rain tires on. And I don't know, you'd think a dirt guy would be the last one to spin out in the rain. But he literally had never raced in the rain before. He said he was asking, like, his crew chief and other people were coming in on the radio transmission and telling him, like, you know, dude, look for this racing line, not this racing line, and adjust your braking points by this much, and, like, basically telling him to rethink his whole strategy as how he raced the track. So it's pretty cool to hear that, but it was really cool to see that race, man, because they went to the rain tires, you know, it poured for a little bit, and then it stopped and it dried out, so then they went back to the slicks. And it just brought a new kind of unique excitement to watching that race.
That's fun, man. That's fun. I've actually seen that the TV ratings for the Xfinity was up, like, a lot.
Really?
Almost like a million people was up.
And the great thing was that because when they started the race, they were like, no threat of rain. And then this rain came out of nowhere. Literally, they said it blew in. Like,
wasn't there a team that didn't practice on Friday because they didn't want to practice in the rain and spend the money on rain tires?
There was a lot of teams that didn't practice. So there was only like 10 that actually, and that's my other thing, 40 cars were entered in that race. But only
we
10,
can't even get 40 in cup.
Exactly, but only 10 cars practiced on Friday in the rain, and so that, I mean, that was a whatever it's worth. But and it ultimately was cool to see.
Yeah, the highlights that I seen looked really awesome. So that's pretty cool. And you know, talking about being up a little bit, the cup was up. What's the numbers here?
Yeah, viewership.
Yeah, and I have a feeling as why it was up. So the viewership was up to a 2.3 rating from a 1.9, which means it went from a 3.2 million last year to 3.67 this year. Do you know why it was up? In my opinion, can you read my mind? Read my thoughts, Lungs? There's something different about this week than a lot of the other weeks.
They changed the date?
No, the TV package.
Oh, it was on regular TV.
It was
TV.
On regular TV instead
that's right,
of specialized
that's right, that's
cable
right.
channels.
See, I always watch it on the NBC Sports app, so I don't ever.
And what really makes me think about this is, well, one, me, I cut the cable a long time ago. So there's times I cannot watch a race unless I find it streaming online because I don't have access. But I was talking to a coworker. He's a little bit of an older gentleman. And he was telling me that he loves to sit around on a Sunday and watch the race, but... hell, half the time he can't find it.
Does he have cable?
Yeah. But he doesn't have the package that includes like NBC Sports.
So he can't watch
it. So he can't watch it, you know, on those channels. So he gets frustrated by that.
Mm.
And he's not the only one.
Oh, no, absolutely.
So my question, or not my question, but a question presents itself in my mind. Why would they change Watkins Glen of all the races to regular broadcasting this week compared to last year? It was on NBC Sports. The year before that was USA.
I don't know. I have no clue. I don't know what their strategy is.
I don't know it
it's
either.
It's not a crown jewel. I mean, while it is an awesome race, it's not an Indy. It's not Brickyard. It's not Daytona. It's not Darlington. I don't know.
So, you know, 20 years ago, the race is going to be on one of two stations.
Exactly.
Now it's on how many different options?
Which my beef with this is, if you want to move it to cable, fine. But put it on a channel that's going to be included in your top 40.
Typical packages.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't make people have to have the elite package just to have
NBCSN
or...
Exactly. There's no
FS1,
reason
FS2.
For NBC to push the highest sports rated every weekend. NASCAR is the most watched sporting program.
Exactly. But you got
to
have the...
And then you move it to NBC Sports, where only a third of your demographics and niche area has access?
And you know what? Mike's going to kill me again, but this popped up on my Facebook memories like I don't know, earlier this year. But it was a Facebook memory from probably 6 or 7 years ago. And... had to do with an IndyCar race being on NBCSN. And this was back when NBCSN had just came out and everything. And I put, my post was like, IndyCar wonders why their ratings are being killed against NASCAR and everything. Why would they ever move it to NBCSN? And lo and behold, that's what we're looking at today with NASCAR.
Yeah,
they moved NASCAR to that.
From the marketing perspective, and it has to be a money game. It has to be, because it doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
It does. You're really shooting yourself in the foot putting on these other stations.
Again, I think it's probably a package deal. They get a good bang for their buck, yeah, and they're putting it right back in their pockets.
Yeah. I don't know, but NASCAR, if you listen to us, please find a way to correct that. I know it's probably in your TV deal with NBC and Fox, you know, to have on their other programs or their other stations to get viewership to those stations.
Speaking of which, NBCSN is going to be the exclusive coverage provider for IndyCar. It's going away from ABC next year for 2019. So, interesting.
Again, that seems crazy.
Interesting to see. So it's not.
There's some really good races on there. So the 500?
Yep. Now, will it be on regular NBC? I don't know, but ABC will not have it.
That's, I don't know, that's asinine.
Folks,
you know, complain with us. You know, shoot us an email bitching about it, too, because it drives me nuts. we'll bitch with
you. Mike, send us some insight here, because we don't know.
So, let's go ahead and address the elephant in the room.
You want to go?
Let's get it out of the way.
Let's talk about news.
This is news. This is like the biggest news of the season.
I know. So we're moving on to
the news.
Oh,
that's what you're saying. Okay. So you're leading in for us.
Trying to.
Okay. So for weeks, months, the longevity of this show, I've been talking about one consistent thing. The NASCAR.
Your love for NASCAR.
Yeah. Well, besides that, is the NASCAR execs have their heads up their butts and they're a bunch of dumbasses. So I have called out Brian France himself numerous times for being a jackball and just not leading the sport the way it needs to go. This week was absolutely a black eye for NASCAR. Would you agree?
Yeah, and I feel sad for Chase because he...
Exactly.
This overshadowed the very next day.
This was that night. His damn thing really...
It leaked the next morning. But
right,
yeah.
But it just really pisses me off because you had such a positive weekend.
Huge.
Positive weekend. Now we have this dumbass taking the weekend away from Chase.
Yep.
And last week we talked about the COO of NASCAR, Steve Phelps, saying we put way too much focus on the negative.
So are you gonna tell him what happened? We didn't really talk about what happened. Most people probably know, but...
Oh, Brian France is a dumbass?
No, what the reason why this week that we're saying he's a dumbass.
DUI, it's in New York State. Yeah, possession. DUI, because he was over, I think it was 0.18 was
twice
his
the limit, yep,
blood alcohol content, and he was found with oxycodone.
Yep.
Is that not hypocritical?
Yes.
What a piece of shit.
Wow.
I hate Brian France. I really do. I wish he would leave NASCAR. It had nothing to do with it. Lisa would do a lot better job.
So, NASCAR issued a statement. He's stepping down, taking an immediate leave of absence, right?
Yeah, it doesn't mean he's going to actually leave. He's just taking leave of absence.
So, that's my question is, I don't know about you, Gasman, but I have seen nothing but negative response towards Brian on social media this week. So
I agree. I've not seen one single person defending him, which there should be no defense of him. But I think it just proved what everybody thought anyway.
So I really think that, you know, is it Jim? Jim's stepping in for Brian,
yes,
now, right? Jim,
yes.
France. So it's his uncle. I know, I understand it's a family business, right? But this is the best. If they're going to remove him from, you know, whatever it is. Is he CEO? Is that his technical title?
CEO?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, this is the time it's got to happen, right?
Absolutely. There's no way around it. He should not have a leadership position within that. Now, obviously, he's going to still be somewhere around just to get the paycheck.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
But he's not going to be the face. He's not going to be... You know, there's a Twitter handle, Drunken Brian France.
I saw that.
Which blew up even huge after this whole incident. Mm-hmm. But he was Drunken Brian. I mean, we've been following him for a while now. So, Drunken Brian France, if you're listening, message us. We'll have you on the show sometime. But
we probably should tweet them and Yeah, let them name drop them that we noted them in the podcast.
Yeah, so. There you go. If anybody knows them, let us know so they can call us. But what I'm getting to is that everybody knows he was a dumbass, and this just proved the point. Finally, it comes to limelight, and maybe they'll do something about it.
Yeah, I don't know. So my question is there going to be further embarrassment? Is there going to be, like, video surface of this situation, right? Because he supposedly said, you know, don't you know who I am?
Yeah, or, I'm friends with the President Trump.
Yeah, he dropped the president's name. I'm just like,
I wish they would release the body footage cam just so we can all see how much of a dumbass he is.
Yeah, I don't know that I want
to. I'm gonna get our show.
I don't know that I
want to
see that, man, because the reason why is that's just gonna give the sport potentially even worse coverage, or worse people are gonna look at it. If they already looked at it negatively, they're gonna look at it even worse.
Bunch of rednecks and whatever else. Yeah, I can see that. And here's another thing that really pissed me off, right? I understand Toyota's in NASCAR. But we built a lot of the NASCAR and the sponsors of being American-made and stuff like that. He's driving a damn Lexus.
Part of Toyota, man.
I know. I mean, it's part of Toyota, but why not be driving, like, a Ford or Chevy?
He's an exec, man. He's going to get that high-end
Well,
Lexus,
at least he wasn't
bro.
In a junky-ass Mercedes.
Dude, that's just like freaking Kyle Busch getting pulled over in his Lexus LFA, man. You know he's not driving around in a Toyota Camry.
Well, it should be. But, yeah, I know.
Maybe around the racetrack, but at home.
So, one question is that, has Toyota got something going on, Brian France? Huh?
No.
Okay. Probably not. I don't want to start any rumors or anything, but you never know. They've had a surgence.
I don't know where you're going with that, but so some more news. We want to move on from,
yeah, let's move
from
on.
The black eye that we have.
Move on from the dipshit.
Again, I just feel bad for Chase.
And folks, I really apologize for using so many verbal expletives on
this.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe.
On this episode this week,
I
just a little fired up about idiots. So anyway, hopefully I don't get our show censored or anything.
So we do have a little bit of news this week. Not a whole lot. Did you see the statement from Barney Visser with Furniture Row?
Yeah. So closing is not an option.
Yeah.
But
they're committed to 2019.
Then that means he's going to be forking out his own money if he can't find a sponsor.
Well, Martin said that he doesn't see Barney going back and putting Furniture Row on the car like he did before. He said he doesn't think that's an option.
So what's going to happen?
Again, I think that they're going to find sponsorship. The sport's not in that much of a disarray where they're not going to be able to find a couple sponsors that they can't slap together for 36, 38 races a year, even if it's, you know, 6 to 8 race deals with each sponsor. They're the reigning cup champion, man. There's got to be somebody out there.
I don't know. I mean, I don't have an answer to that. I really don't have a clue.
But anyways, they are committed to 2019. Wasn't there something also with Kane?
Yeah, so LFR, Levain Family Racing, have mentioned that there's a 90% chance that they're going to switch manufacturers, which we've been talking about that for a couple of weeks now, and they are also in the process of re-signing Casey.
So we had a lot of speculation last week about
the last several weeks
what could happen
Chris
there.
Bell or whatever.
Right. So still looking forward to see how that unfolds.
You never know until it's actually complete.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Things change all the time.
Another news, Slim Jim. Slim Jim's coming back.
No, I didn't.
They got a paint scheme on Chris Buescher this weekend. Chris Buescher is
awesome.
Being sponsored by that. It's actually a kind of cool paint scheme.
I like
Slim, didn't they sponsor somebody back in the 90s?
Yeah, for like only a couple of races.
Like
I thought,
Lake Speed or something?
Yeah.
Was it really?
Sure. I think it may have been Lake Speed.
That just literally popped in my head. So yeah, if that's the case.
Maybe Strickland.
I'm a genius.
Strickland, maybe?
It could be.
Yeah. I don't know. Look it up if you can. In addition to that, John Deere's making a comeback as well.
Yeah, I posted the paint scheme for Darlington on Stenhouse. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it looks like a really nice. I mean, you have some collector's editions back in the day that look just like it, don't you?
Yeah, because you tweeted. His son, Chad Little's son,
Jesse Little, and Jesse liked it and talked to us about it.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool actually. But that's very reminiscent. My dad still got that diecast car in his little carryo cabinet. Also, Catherine Leggy. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, she's going to be racing 2 Xfinity races.
Yeah. So she currently is racing in the IMSA Sports Car Championship Series. She's got 1 win, 4 podiums, but she is going to race in Mid-Ohio and Road America. So that'd be cool to see.
This week is Mid-Ohio?
Mid-Ohio, yep. Yeah. Truck Series and Cup, obviously, at Michigan. But, yep, Xfinity is at Mid-Ohio. So another road course race there for you so you can get your fix there, Gas Man.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know you're on the gravy train there. So you'll get you some road course racing this weekend.
Yeah. Congrats to Catherine getting that chance, and hopefully she'll step up and represent well, you know.
Yeah, I want to see.
She's very well respected.
I'd like to see her do well, especially with her background, you know.
Yeah. Moving on to Michigan.
Hold on.
Something.
One other little thing. This made me laugh. Are you familiar with Mane and Tail?
Mane and Tail. Isn't it a shampoo? So back in a previous life, I worked at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And people would buy Mane and Tail. I didn't know if this shit was a pet, like the pet department or the hair department. I had no idea.
If it was for humans or horses, right?
Yeah, I honestly have no idea. Yeah, is this where your story's going?
Okay. Yeah. So they inked a deal. They're actually going to be on Landon Castle's car this weekend for Michigan. But I thought it was funny. I read that on J-Ski today, and had the same thought process. Like. Isn't that for horses? But the article stated that it was like it's like a used to be oriented for horses, and then somehow it segued over into humans, and now it's a full like
hairline. You know anybody that uses it?
Hairline and condition. Yeah, my dad uses it. I don't know if he still does.
Did you say your dad uses it? I didn't know he had enough hair to use it.
Well, I should put it this way. He used to use it. I don't know if he still does. It's been a long time since I lived at home, but he used to use it. I don't know if he still does, but it made me laugh when I saw the headlines.
Does he use it for his hair or for his tail?
I don't know. We got cows. Maybe he used it on that, too.
Taking a bath with one of his heifers?
You're going too far, man.
Farm boy. Yeah, but we love our farmers. Hey, no, we're talking about John Deere and it's broken the Mane and Tail, so
yeah, it's on.
Yeah, we love our farmers.
Let's see what else here. So yeah, Michigan this weekend. We gonna talk about that now?
Yeah, Michigan.
Who's your picks? Did you pick first last week? You did, didn't you?
Yeah, you can have first pick.
All right. So
hopefully, I don't have to change my damn picks.
Totally eating crow as far as what I said earlier, especially. With Devin asking if this is the resurgence of Chevy. Didn't know Devin was going to ask that question before I made my picks and then basically ate my words. But both my picks are Chevys this weekend. Go figure. Main picks, Larson.
Okay.
Even though he's not been really up front in the last few weeks.
Yeah, but he's strong in Michigan. Usually.
Yeah, exactly.
Usually.
He's got the track record, man. He's got 3 wins there. And I'm going to chase with my dark horse because he's on a hot streak.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about this because I wrote a note down here for myself because I put my dark horse was Chase. Then I put a note. Is Chase really now considered a dark horse?
He has one win.
Fresh win. And he's been winning stages. So I'm thinking maybe he's not considered a dark horse anymore.
You said Blaney wasn't a dark horse and he only had one win. So
one win like 2 seasons ago, or last season.
It was last season. Yeah. I'm just saying, you're real inconsistent with dark horse shit. So
you can't go from a winner 1 week to a dark horse the next week unless you're Eric Jones.
See, inconsistent.
Okay, I'll give you Chase as a dark horse, even though I don't know if I really consider him a dark horse.
I agree, though. He's a superstar. He's not really a dark horse. But I'm gonna label him as that.
All right.
This weekend. All right. Now, you pick him, he won't be. I
have my win. I have Kurt Busch. Kyle Busch.
Oh, okay.
Kyle Busch. I just said Busch, but I meant Kyle, yes. And my dark horse, I picked, like I said, I had Chase written, and then I said, well, is he really considered? So I chose a true dark horse, Alex Bowman.
Okay. All right. Good deal.
Cool. So we'll see. We'll compare our...
You got anything else?
We'll compare my dark horse and my winner against your 2 winners.
Okay.
On next week's episode first for averages.
Yeah. Okay. You got anything else?
Did you catch that dig?
What?
Okay, you weren't paying attention.
No, I wasn't. I'm looking at my next topic.
All right. I mean, Michigan is Michigan. It's sometimes good, sometimes sucks. So.
Yeah, yeah. So the last thing I want to throw out, man, is have you seen Ray Evernham's previews for his new show on NBCSN called Glory Road.
I don't watch NBCSN unless it's a race. So, no, I have not.
Well, that's too bad.
Tell me about it. <'Cause>, okay.
Yeah, he's got a new show where he basically is just going back to the roots of NASCAR. What it was like, you know, the glory days and what led it to being what it is today. So, they actually had the premiere of it on Tuesday. Yeah, today's Wednesday. So, Tuesday, yesterday, they had the premiere of the show. It was 2 half-hour shows. They're completely different topics. But one of them was about road course racing and how it started and talked about, you know, the good old days at Riverside and all that kind of stuff and how it evolved into, you know, high-end technical, you know, teams putting 100% focus on all the cars, whereas back in the day, you know, teams just tried to limp through the weekend and tried to get a good finish and all that. So it's pretty cool. But the very first episode basically revolved around him, his time with Gordon when he was crew chiefing back in first years, 94, 95.
Did mention, like, when he started messing around with Aaron Crocker?
No, that, maybe that's a future episode.
Oh, okay.
94, 95, you know, when they first came out onto the Cup scene and everything. But they had this car named Blacker. Yeah, and the reason they was called this is because under the Rainbow scheme, it was primed black, so they nicknamed it Blacker. They named all the cars when they first started at Hendrick.
Right.
So before they went to numbered chassis and all that, they just had names for them. So it was cool to see this car named Blacker. It had, like, I think they said 12 wins, basically, from 95 to 99. And they reused the same car. They never rebuilt it. They just basically fixed what they had to fix from race to race, which is completely unheard of nowadays. You can never do that with a car nowadays. But they talked about how there was something about this car that Gordon liked and how it fit, you know, his driving style. He just felt comfortable in it, and he could do things. He could put the car in places where maybe he didn't feel comfortable with another car or whatever the case is. So, really cool episode. Even if you aren't a Gordon or an Evan Ham fan, go check that out. It's really cool. You're such a, you know what?
It sounds intriguing, Lugs.
Really, does it? Because you not really don't sound too enthusiastic about it. But so one cool thing. So they had Hendrick on there too, and
okay, I'm sorry. I had to mess with you. Okay, go ahead.
They had Hendrick on there, and I guess they tried to trick Jeff. Like, it got to the point where he wanted this car every weekend, and it wasn't feasible to get it turned around and get going to the next track and everything. So it just wasn't happening. So they tried to fool Jeff. They would say that it's Blacker. They had the decal on the dash because that's where they had the names for the cars, and they tried to fool him, and it didn't work.
He would know.
He got in it and he knew. He said, you know, Everham's like, you know, how's it feel? Is you know, Blacker doing what he needs to do, whatever? He's like, dude, this is not Blacker. It was funny. Just that he knew, like, immediately. He's like, this isn't Blacker, is it?
And it's Ray's crazy, like, how in tune they are with their cars.
And Ray was like, no, it's not Blacker. But it's cool. Seriously, though, check it out if you see it. It's being replayed quite a bit. But check out the whole series, not just that episode. But it seems really cool.
Okay, we'll do. I'll try to catch that sometime. So tonight, the Knoxville Nationals start tonight, and Casey Kane and Kyle Larson both are going to participate.
Cool.
Yeah, it's one of the biggest sprint car events. Mine's talking about racing, not past memories and stuff.
Oh, yeah, so past memories just aren't important, are they?
Not as much as racing is. Like, current
it's
racing.
It's the same thing, racing memories.
Not the same thing. One's in the past, one's now. Duh. Anyway,
so none of your Dale Earnhardt memories matter. Is that what you're saying? You don't ever want
to
talk
to me.
So we'll never talk about any of those memories. Okay.
Maybe that's why you have him a fifth, because you block out memories, especially the good ones.
What have you been talking about?
You know damn well what I'm talking about. You and your shitty top 10 list.
Oh my god, that was like the second episode we ever did.
It was like the third episode. Get your shit together.
Quit
you're
cussing.
Wrong.
You're alienating our fans.
I know.
All
I'm
two
sorry.
Of them.
I'm sorry. Feel free to email me, wreckingracing@gmail.com. Yell at me. Anyway, folks, as always, it's been a fun episode. I like making fun of Logs. He makes it easy for me. We love him, though. Folks, we love you. Continue to listen to us. Tell your friends, your family, your cats about us. And yeah, reach out to us. Say hi. Thanks. Have a good week. We'll be right back.
and the checkered flag waves on this episode. Tune in next week to keep updated on all things NASCAR. Please like us on iTunes and follow us on Podbean. We'd like to hear from you, so reach out to us too at wreckingandracing@gmail.com. Thanks again, and see you soon.